South Korean demand for cosmetic surgery operations sharply increased in 2020. Last year, the industry in South Korea was worth about $10.7 billion. That was an increase of around 9% from 2019. South Koreans are expected to spend around $11.8 billion this year, says Gangnam Uni, the country's largest online cosmetic surgery website. Ryu Hana is a 20-year-old university student. She got an operation on her nose in December. Ryu took her classes online throughout 2020. She said the abilities to rest at home and to wear a face covering in public were important for her. I always wanted to get a nose job. I thought it would be the best to get it now, before people start taking off masks when vaccines become available in 2021, she said as she prepared for the operation, which cost around $4,000. There will be bruises and swelling from the surgery, but since we'll all be wearing masks, I think that should help, she added. That thinking is leading to an increased demand for such operations in South Korea. Gangnam Uni data showed its users grew to about 2.6 million last year, an increase of 63% from a year earlier. However, the pandemic made it nearly impossible to sell cosmetic services to foreign patients. As a result, the industry has tried to promote its services more to people in the country and nearby. Promote means to make something more popular or well-known. Cosmetic surgeons say patients are interested in operations on all parts of the face. Some want operations on parts of the face that are easily hidden under coverings, such as the nose and lips. But others want operations in places that face coverings do not hide. Park Chol-woo is a surgeon at Woo-ah-in Plastic Surgery Clinic. Park was responsible for Ryu's operation. Both surgical and non-surgical inquiries about eyes, eyebrows, nose bridge, and foreheads, the only visible parts, certainly increased, Park said. Surgeon Shin Song-ho runs Christmas Plastic Surgery Clinic. Shin said many people have spent their emergency payment from the government at hospitals and surgical centers. I felt like it's sort of a revenge spending. I've sensed that customers were expressing their pent-up emotions from the coronavirus by getting cosmetic procedures, Shin said. Pent-up emotions are feelings that have been held back or not expressed. Government data shows that of about $13 billion in government payments, 10.6% was used in hospitals and drugstores. That was the third largest area of spending behind supermarkets and restaurants. However, details of spending at hospitals were not provided. A third wave of coronavirus remains a concern in South Korea as the country reports more daily cases. We've seen growing numbers of cancellations recently as people refrain more from going outside, Park said. I'm John Russell.
更多听力，请访问 51voa.com.